T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The heads up for Long Islanders to watch out for phony clothing donation bins this holiday season. Oyster Bay Town Supervisor Joseph Saladino.
Most of them don't have a name of an organization. Some have a stenciled phone number, and you call the phone number, and that number doesn't exist. So it's very difficult to find people. So the town has been picking up these bins and bringing them to our sanitation department.
The fake bins have been made of shabby plywood with stenciled or spray-painted lettering on them. Saladino says items collected from them were being sold for profit. Airbnb is cracking down on parties that often attract nuisance guests.
The company has announced it's banning open invite parties at all its accommodations except boutique hotels and professional event venues. Those are parties that are open to anyone and advertised on social media. Airbnb also says it's banning large parties at apartment buildings and condos. The changes are the result of 5 people being killed last month at a Halloween party shooting in Orenda. Airbnb is trying to gain the trust of travelers, neighbors, and lawmakers as it prepares for its planned initial public offering next year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Texting and driving isn't the only potential danger from your cell phone. A new study out of Rutgers says there has been a spike in emergency room visits in recent years for facial cuts, bruises, and fractures caused by phones, including injuries sustained from folks throwing them at one another. Most patients looked at during the study were not hospitalized. Nevertheless, researchers say the problem should be taken seriously. France hit by mass worker strikes today, halting trains and closing schools. New York tourist Ian Crossan says the strikes caught him by surprise.
I arrived at the airport this morning not knowing anything about the strikes happening. And we waited for almost 2 hours at the airport. For a train to arrive, and it didn't arrive.
Workers are protesting government retirement reforms there. Some protesters set fire and broke store windows, but otherwise the demonstrations were peaceful. An explosion claims a life at an Amtrak facility in the Bronx. Let's get the story live with our Al Jones.
Yes, Susan, the explosion and fire just after 11 o'clock here at Con Ed's Van Nest facility. Amtrak runs some tracks adjacent to the facility, and the railroad says one of its maintenance workers was killed, 2 others hurt by an explosion triggered by an electrical accident. Hector Castellan works at an oil change shop right next door.
I was in the hallway from my job, and I heard a loud boom, and the building shook. That's when I ran out to the corner. And I saw there was a lot of smoke, and there was a small fire on top of the rooftop of the building that's there.
Now, Castellan says that fire and EMS were on scene within minutes. Now, the fire on top of a low building that runs along the tracks, Amtrak says it is investigating. Al Jones, 1010 Winds, live in Parkchester, the Bronx.
The City Department of Investigation has released a report critical of the de Blasio administration and the SOTA program that sends the city's homeless to other cities, including Newark and Elizabeth. It says the program is flawed and has resulted in homeless clients placed in unsafe housing with lack of heat and insect and vermin infestations. DOI Commissioner Margaret Garnett says poor training for those who carry out the program is a big part of the problem.
Housing specialists are what DHS calls the frontline employees who actually take SOTA clients to look at prospective housing for them and help them with the paperwork and things of that nature. And we found really serious deficiencies in how well-trained and well-supervised those frontline employees were.
Garnett says the DOI will continue to monitor reforms to the program to make sure city money is not being wasted and homeless families are being helped. Mayor de Blasio was asked about the report today and said changes to the program have been made. New York City's First Lady Shirlane McCrae today announced her Thrive NYC program has been expanded to the New York Public Library System. Speaking at the Bronx Library Center, she said library visitors will have access to mental health resources.
With visually appealing book displays and 13 library branches, we are inviting readers to learn more and think differently about mental health.
McCrae says mental health services through Thrive NYC are also available in schools, senior centers, shelters, and police precincts. To find out more, go to nyc.gov. A Brooklyn woman is lucky to be alive after being hit by a bullet that flew through her window last night.
369 Linden Boulevard is this four-story apartment building here in East Flatbush. The shooter firing off a number of bullets from street level, one of them piercing the kitchen window of this apartment. 57-year-old hit in the chest about 11:15. There was a car right down the block as well. I'm looking at it. It has several bullet holes in the driver's side window. Also struck in that random gunfire. The woman not the intended target. The search for the gunman goes on. And this man frustrated, trying to get back inside.
This is crazy. Like, nobody heard nothing. Nobody know nothing. They got my building on lockdown. We got to get questioned coming in and out the building.
As to the woman, serious condition at Kings County. Just the latest incident in our city. There's been a lot of them in 2019. Innocent bystanders hit by bullets. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in East Flatbush.
So imagine skiing at the Meadowlands. You can do it now. The American Dream Mall today opened Big Snow, which will stay open year-round.
So you know that eyesore-looking thing that looked like a ski slope near Route 3 for more than a decade? Well, it really is a ski slope, and it's amazing. Big Snow opening inside American Dream, three trails, four lifts, and not just skiers. Snowboarders with half pipes too. Olympic champ Red Girard, one of the first to check it out.
Yeah, it was nuts. I walked in here, looked right out the window and saw snow, and I was like, wow, this is actually crazy, and it's a really cool thing. And yeah, I got the chance to do one run on it already, and I liked it a lot. It was super fun.
This is temperature controlled at 28 degrees. You ski down to what looks like a lodge. It's actually part of the mall, complete with holiday music. Imagine doing this in July in Jersey. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, you're at American Dream.
New Jersey lawmakers consider a bill that would ban single-use plastic bags and styrofoam across the Garden State. The State Senate Budget Committee takes up that today. This comes as 17 towns and one county in New Jersey have already either instituted bans or placed fees on the items. The state ban would phase out the bags within 1 year and styrofoam cups and containers within 2 years. This would not include plastic straws. The first new drug for Alzheimer's in decades could soon gain approval for use in the U.S. This is pimavanserin, a daily pill sold as Nuplazid by Acadia Pharmaceuticals.
A study found that the drug that curbs delusions in Parkinson's patients did the same for people with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. If regulators agree, the drug could become the first new medicine for Alzheimer's in nearly two decades. Results were disclosed Wednesday at a conference in San Diego. About 8 million Americans have dementia, and up to 30% develop psychosis. The drug blocks a brain chemical that spurs delusions. The study was stopped early because the benefits seemed clear.
Correspondent Bill Michaels reporting. The NYPD is reporting another drop in crime. New Commissioner Dermot Shea says a 1.3% drop in the year-to-date crime index includes fewer incidents of shootings, burglaries, grand larcenies, and overall crime in the transit system. Shootings since the start of this year are up, however. Shea says the department continues to focus on the uptick.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.